Hello there, we're in the World House of the Rocky Nuhu. Understand that God does his things through his word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Would you rise on your feet, House on the Rock? Would you rise on your feet? Eastern Nigeria! Please, will you join me with a special welcome and receive none other Apostle Joshua Selman Enugu.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Good evening, everybody. Before we sit, I was really angry in my spirit while I sat down. What is it about the property that cannot be gotten again? Hallelujah. No, I really mean it. It's not, this is, please, let's not bring shame to the name of the Lord. We are going to pray. Hallelujah. We are first going to declare by the Spirit. Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14. Please give us that scripture. We are going to pray. Ezra 6 and verse 14. My apologies, but let me stretch your faith a bit. This is a miracle service. Ezra 6, 14. I'd like us to read together. Are you ready? One to read. And the Jewish elders builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel. So you stop there. The Bible says, no, that's fine, that the men builded and finished, not just because of the resources in their hands, that the reason why they finished was through the prophesying of two prophets. Are we together now? Yeah. Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. Let me tell you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment is within your ability, you do not need faith. The assignment of faith is to purchase realities beyond your current ability. We've heard the price, we are going to pray. Do you understand? There's no reason why that property, I hope I'm not interrupting, my sincere apologies, but I just got angry in my spirit. We shouldn't be talking about a marvelous God. I know that 500 million, you know, is a lot of money, but I mean, come on. Even unbelievers will not cry. People who don't have, I mean, just from a business sense, we are going to pray and say in the name of Jesus, right where we stand, we receive back that property. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Go ahead. Please pray. Please pray. Someone who believes God, go ahead and pray. Make declarations by faith. The only reason why that property should not enter your hand is if it is not the will of God, but not because of the bankruptcy of financial resources. Is someone declaring? Hallelujah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, one day you will still have to trust God to build your house. One day you will still have to trust God to train your children. In any case, you cannot run away from this principle. Provided you are alive, you will be confronted with mountains, challenges. I know what I'm saying. I'm not a noisemaker. When it comes to this subject, just believe that I know what I'm saying. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me an instruction last year to organize a crusade using the largest indoor theater in the whole of the United Kingdom and not collect offering, and feed all the workers. Hallelujah. You, I want you to use your imagination and imagine how much that budget will be. When small auditoriums of 100, 200 people would cost almost £60,000. So you imagine what it takes. And in UK, most auditoriums, except for a few, you will pay even plus the space to set up. So if you are doing one day, you most likely not just pay for one day. Because the space you need to set up can be someone's opportunity. How then do you want to become a global voice if you do not have faith? Hallelujah. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. He calls it the evidence of things not seen. The truth is that for many great auditoriums that you may want to build as a man of God, 500 million would not build it. The 500 million you are even talking about is just to purchase it. You will still need something else. So take your break up that 500 million limit. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Except you have been lying about believing God. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Listen, even from a business standpoint, my apologies, I don't mean to embarrass you. You can put together 20 business people right now and come up with a strategy to have that property back. This is the East we are talking about. How bad? We are going to get that property in the name of Jesus Christ. Did you hear what I'm saying? Don't just say amen and be afraid. You will never rise that way. No. I know what I'm doing. I'm on air. How else do you want God to trust you with your own property? There are pastors here. One day you will move to your side. How in the world is it going to happen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Use every challenge as an opportunity to stretch and build your faith. The God who gave that place before is still alive. The one who even brought us here is still alive. Ladies and gentlemen, did ordinary people not rise from the East today who are billionaires? There was no guarantee for their rising. Some of them trusted God with the sincerity of their heart. Let idol worshippers not have more confidence than us. What then is the excellency of the gospel that we preach? But I know whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he is able. Are we together now? Yes. My apologies if I'm breaking any protocol, but if I don't do this, then I'll be a hypocrite for the remaining part of the miracle service. Because what then are we believing God for? If you cannot trust God for finances, how do you trust cancer to come out of someone's body? That means we're playing games here. Is that true? Yeah. I will never preach what I do not believe. I will never stand upon the altar and say something about God that I'm not convinced about. No. I am the first guinea pig to my revelations. If it does not work, I will not preach it. I have seen God come through, even in the area of finances. Are we together now? Praise the name of the Lord. So we are going to pray. I'm going to make prophetic declarations. There is always a wisdom strategy connected to redemption. There is always a wisdom strategy connected to restoration. I'm teaching you this so that you will learn. If you just get up and say, we are going to go and have the property, you may not have it, even if you have the money. What you need to do is to receive a prophetic word and say, Lord, what is the strategy connected to that? There is a strategy. There is something God is going to say to do. Hallelujah. In truth, it's not always about money. But God is going to do something. I was very touched. The kind of humility and open-heartedness it takes for a man of God to do what Reverend Edwin has done. I cannot but back him in this. For a man of God to come sincerely to tell you, this is it. This is the love and labor. I understand that for that building, people gave their all. When he was mentioning blood, pastor was echoing and said, truly, the sacrifices of many have gone there. I want to challenge everyone. This is not something I'm used to doing. You know that. But I want to challenge everyone to be part of this. Do your best, be part of history. Don't say what I'm doing or what I'm giving is small, including me. I'm going to be the first giver here. I will not talk and then not give. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, 1 million is 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. For every one you don't add, you are robbing the opportunity of reaching 1 million. Are we together now? Everybody here, without coercion and without manipulation. Some of you are business people. Some of you have given in certain programs, perhaps. Some of you have organized weddings for yourself and for your children to tens of millions. If we believe in this in truth, and I'm saying this also to people who are connected, you may not even be part of the House on the Rock family, but this is the kind of kingdom mentality we're talking about. When it has to do with the program of God, it's no longer about my church, it's about His name. Hallelujah. So that also means, with all due respect, that House on the Rock members across other branches who are connecting can be part of this. Are we together now? Yes. It is better, let's raise what we can raise, like He said, than trust God for what wisdom to apply in light of what He can raise. Hallelujah. So let me be the first person to donate a token of 10 million naira for this project. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, listen, I'm not a politician. I'm not looking for a political office. We're in a serious business of making this happen. The truth is that I'm not the only one who can do what I just did. And I'm not going to force you. But let me challenge you. Listen. We do this because we love Jesus Christ, and we do this because there is no point coming here to pretend. We're not acting. Hallelujah. Can we pray one more time? And you're going to say, Lord, I'm not challenging you. You may do it now, or the Lord may place it in your heart. Some of you may not have the resources now, but you can talk to someone of influence who you know will be more than glad to participate in this. My apologies if I violated any protocol. My sincere apologies. It was just burnt in my spirit. There's no reason to come. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is not a weak and beggarly church. This is why we teach about kingdom wealth. So that at times like this, we have individuals that write off this list, and then we get into more serious businesses, like the business of souls. Look at the amount of time that it has taken now to challenge people. This is what the preaching of the gospel of kingdom prosperity is supposed to do. So that these distractions get out of our way and we can focus on doing more serious things. Hallelujah. You are going to pray two prayers. A miracle service has started. The first is that God will place something in your hand, a sacrifice to give. The second is that God will turn you into a kingdom financier without pride, without the marketing of flesh. Go ahead and pray these two prayers. Lord, you can trust me for your name. You can trust me. Go ahead and pray. Are we declaring by the Spirit? Father, place something upon my heart by faith. Grant me the grace to be part of this vision. We have spoken by faith. We can take actions of faith by the Spirit of the living God to be part of this, to support House on the Rock Enugu, to support Reverend Edwin and his team. That everything within my power to do to make your name exalted and preserved, even as touching this property, we obtain grace. And then you are praying that it will please the Lord to trust you. The purpose of wealth is not for pride, it's not for a name. The king's business requires resources. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The truth is that there are more than 500 people who can bring 1 million. It's not a lie. There are people who can bring 500,000. There are those who have celebrated birthdays with 5 million and it did not affect them. There are people who make profits of 1 million from their shop every day. It's true. Is that, am I lying? There are people who may not have the money, but they have people who honor their word, because integrity is also capital, and that they can tell someone there is something like this that requires the name of the Lord. I'm not putting you under any pressure, and by any means, we are people of integrity, but I am telling you, it will take your love for Jesus and faith and participation for this to happen. Hallelujah. There are religions that are the fastest growing in Europe. You know that whilst we were sampling different auditoriums for our conference, we got to certain auditoriums and we found out that most of, you know, a lot of Arab nations had bought up the auditoriums. For some of them, they bought it up and they said a Christian program will never happen here again. It's gone, banned forever. May it not be that one day people will use resources to buy our voice and shut it down and then say no more Jesus, no more anything, buy up schools because believers are not empowered. I think the first spirit to curse tonight is the spirit of poverty. In the name that is above all names, I decree and declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, that this spirit that has impoverished, incapacitated believers, so that the program of God is not upheld because of lack of resources, so that people fear off the path of integrity because they are trying to make ends meet financially, I command that spirit to depart from your life now. I command that spirit to depart from your life now. I command that spirit to depart from your life now. In the name of Jesus Christ. So before we get to sit down, please let me challenge you. As God has placed in your heart, we are a body of believers together. All those in the overflow, students can do something, workers can do something, business people can do something. Okay, praise the Lord. So I'm told that there are ushers who have slips. In fact, the truth is that responsible Christianity with understanding, they should not be looking for who has slips. Are we together? Now, I'm not breaking protocols, but when you understand the kingdom dimension, it's just that, of course, we live in a world where you don't pray on people's right. But if you really know God and understand his ways, are we together now? Yes. So you can feel free, collect the slip from the ushers. Some of you may need to send whatever you have, and some of you may probably want to see Reverend after service. Perhaps God has placed it in your hand to do something significant. Or someone has given a seed of 20 million, I'm told. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, hallelujah. My assignment here is to do the miracle service. But I am just telling you that faith works. Cast the spirit of fear from your life. Are we together now? Yes. Cause the spirit of fear. And let me challenge you. If you don't have money, don't fight those who preach the gospel of kingdom wealth with integrity, because you will be causing trouble for the body. If you don't have the resources to give them, respect those who have the courage to guide the body of Christ and help them to be prosperous. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are we learning? All right, let's lift our hands. Let's get back to our business tonight. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Go ahead and thank him for the miracle service tonight. Thank him for what he's already doing. I believe that this is even a miracle itself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Hosanna to the Lord of Lords. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name alone is to be praised. Ask him for an encounter tonight, even by the Spirit of the Living God. Ask him for an encounter tonight, even by the Spirit of the Living God. Father, this sickness will not remain with me at the end of this service. this oppression, this mountain that stands before me, I am about to soar above every mountain, above every limitation. Are we still praying? For in Jesus' mighty and matchless name we have prayed. Father, tonight we pray that you will move upon us in such a mighty way. Move upon our lives and let us celebrate your hand. Let us celebrate your presence. We thank you, O God of heaven, because testimonies will abound after this meeting. And to Jesus be all the glory. Amen and amen. Please be seated for a few minutes. Please be seated for a few minutes. Thank you again, Reverend Edwin. Thank you for this opportunity. And thank you, Enugu, for granting me this opportunity to speak. Yesterday, we began our teaching considering the subject Emmanuel. And we considered, under part one, the evidence of his presence. That there are certain attesting signs that follow a man who has encountered the God of heaven, the God of the Bible. And among the many, many evidences, we said the chiefest of them all is a broken and a contrite spirit. Hallelujah. That the highest proof you have met God is not anointing, is not revelation, is brokenness, genuine brokenness. Genuine brokenness. Are we together? Genuine brokenness. You can fake anointing, unfortunately. You can fake all other experiences, but you cannot fake a genuinely broken heart. The Bible says, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. And we took our time yesterday to say, when God comes to you, he does not always come just to give. There are times that he comes to take. My son, give me your heart and let your ears be attentive or inclined unto my ways. And so I want to take the second part as a charge very quickly, and then we trust God for grace. And as always, whilst you are seated in this atmosphere, for those within this beautiful auditorium and the many who are outside, I want you to release your faith and believe that many things will be happening to you whilst you are listening. Hallelujah. Expect anything that is not consistent with God's intent in your life to give way tonight. And that includes your family. The man of God who came here to introduce Reverend made a profound statement, if I recall. He said, the Lord sent a word to Jacob and it lightened upon Israel. That means you can be here representing your family. They may not be here, but that everything God is doing in your life, are we together now, can affect them kilometers away from here. You believe that? Shout a believing amen. 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 So I want to teach part two, Emmanuel. We're looking at part two as a miracle service, and we're looking at the blessings of his presence. The blessings of his presence. There are blessings that follow the presence of God. When God decides to walk with a man, when God decides to back a man, there are blessings that follow that man. The blessings of his presence. The Bible is full of instances where God decided to back men, where God decided to support men with his presence, his power, his glory. The Bible is full of moments where ordinary men accomplished supernatural, extraordinary results, and they credited those feats to the presence of God, not just their ability. Hallelujah. For instance, the nation of Israel was noted for achieving and accomplishing great triumphs. And every time they probed into the source of their strength, they found out that it was the presence of God represented in the Ark of the Covenant. That every time they carried the Ark of the Covenant, they would defeat any nation, no matter how powerful, no matter how dexterous. To the point that when you read in scripture, every time they wanted to attack the nation of Israel, they would want to look out for the ark so that they would seize and capture the ark. Because even the heathens had learned that there was something about the presence of God. One time a prophet was called to curse God's people. And when he stood to invoke powers to curse God's people. He said, these people have been blessed. There is nothing I can do, because he saw that there was a formation, the ark of God being at the center of them. And he said, the people have been blessed and I cannot curse them, because the shout of a king is in the midst of them. May that be your testimony. That when you understand the blessedness of God's presence, it is an immunity against the vicissitudes of life, that no man unassisted by God has any advantage. The truth is that in light of the realities that are captured within the realm of the spirit, no man unassisted by God has any sustainable advantage. Any spirit can prey upon your life and your destiny at the instance of their will. It takes the presence of God to define our levels of invincibility as far as the earth is concerned. There are people, for instance, who made a boast of the financial resources that they had, and in a moment, one sickness, one tragedy, and everything just disappeared. Without the help of God, man, as his best, is still limited, is still frail, and is still helpless. Are we together now? So that we will understand the value of his presence. The value of the presence of God is beyond just being a Christian. No. There are blessings that follow people who pay the price to be carriers of his presence. And as a charge, I'm just going to list six of these blessings. There are many more, but I just thought to capture these six, and then it ushers us into the miracle service. Are we ready? Number one. The first blessing that comes with his presence is called the fullness of joy. Please write it down and please give us Psalm 16 and verse 11. The fullness of joy. Thou wilt show me the path of life, Psalm 16 and 11 says, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. And then it says, at thy right hand there are pleasures forever. Fullness of joy. Joy is beyond happiness, like you may have been taught. Happiness is circumstantial. If you receive an alert, you can be happy based on that your mind perceives to be a good news. But joy is the ability to remain cheerful under all and any circumstance because of a revelation of who God is, not just your circumstances. Are we together now? Yes. In his presence is fullness of joy. We live in a world that is largely full of sadness and gloominess. You find out that there are people who are literally depressed today because of certain things that may have happened around their lives. But then you find others who are cheerful, and you are tempted to ask, do you ever have issues? Until the person tells you, this person who is laughing has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb for 17 years and I still do not have a child. Yet the person is, that one is no longer happiness. They have tapped into a supply that only his presence can bring. Can I tell you, when you see people rejoicing in the Lord, it's not because all their problems are solved. In fact, compared to what you call problems, they will rejoice if that were all that they had. Hallelujah. I've had the opportunity of counseling people who, you know, you would expect them to be grieving over their loved ones who just transited. And while you meet with them, they are the ones who will counsel you and be encouraging you. They will say, well, the Bible is true. God is faithful. I know my loved one is in heaven. And you who is the visitor is crying and cannot contain yourself. And they are encouraging you. And you are wondering, from whence cometh this strength? It's called joy. I hope you know that joy is beyond just a quality of delight and pleasantness. It's an energy in the spirit. It gives you the staying power through pain and through unfavorable circumstances. If you do not have joy, you may not last until your testimony emerges. The presence of God can bring joy. The presence of God can bring joy. There are people who are ever joyful, rejoicing. It does not, even when they are crying, they still say, no problem. I know that God is faithful. May that be your testimony from today. Amen. That everybody will see you and say, it's like you've gotten a job now. And say, no,
The job is not yet here. So what changed? Why the laughter? Why the merriment? Why the celebration? And you tell them, I came for SOAR conference, and among the many graces I received is the grace that causes men to rejoice. My Bible, your Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. There are many people who are depressed today. You look at them and there's gloominess and sadness. What happened? They will tell you, I know that I was holding 2,000 naira. I can't find it. And yet for 1 week, they are moving around suspecting, cursing everybody, looking for a scripture and say, that money must come out. It's my sweat. You need joy. More than restoration, you need joy. Are we together now? Yes, sir. You need joy. You need joy. In this wicked world, you need joy. Someone can look at you and insult you and say you will never rise in this office. And rather than remaining in a state of gloominess, let them see the value of the presence of God that you carry. Sometimes they may even give you a sack letter. And I'm not saying it will come, it will be rosy, but joy is beyond this, is dominion over pain. Dominion over unfavorable situations. That is the assignment of joy, to elevate you to a realm where the vicissitudes of life have no power over you. Do you believe this? The joy of the Lord brands a believer in such a phenomenal way that even in the midst of your pain, you still comfort others. You are going through the same thing they are going through, but you have mastered the art of forgetting your own pain and you are focused on their own joy. Hallelujah. Say, I will rejoice. Go ahead, say, I will rejoice. You wake up in the morning and it's true that there might not be anything for you to eat. You wake up in the morning and the bills are piling, the rent is there. As a man of God, you are wondering, where do I get the money to pay for this auditorium? Listen to me, sadness is not a contributor. So why entertain it? Sadness does not contribute to anything. The issue is already there, by the way. So you rejoice, you rejoice, you rejoice, you rejoice in the Lord. Father, thank you. I may not know my way out, but I trust you because you are that way. You are that door. Hallelujah. The presence of God gives us the opportunity to experience the blessings of the fullness of joy. Can we continue? Number two, very quickly. The second blessing that only His presence can bring is true success and favor. Notice my expression, true success, because there is false or bad success. True success and favor is a product of His presence. Genesis chapter 39, we'll read from verse 1 to 4. Genesis 39, follow closely as I read, please. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. Watch this. And Potiphar, remember, he was sold by his brothers. Now, I don't know about you, but can you imagine the kind of pain that your brothers, blood brothers, transacted business out of their own brother and said, take him, it doesn't matter, use him as a slave. If he dies in the process, that's all. And the Bible says they brought him down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, a captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him off the hands of the Ishmaelites, which brought him down thither. Verse 2. Hallelujah. And the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. It's not your condition. It is whether God is with you or not. That a man as a slave, God still says he's a prosperous man. Even in Egypt. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. So men can see that the Lord is with you. And that the Lord had made all that he did to prosper in his hand. As a result, Joseph found grace or favor in his sight. And he served him. And he made him overseer over his house and all that he had put in his hand. There is a profound blessing that the presence of God brings. It brings true success regardless the current situation, and it brings you into the realm of favor. Favor compels men to be willing to participate in your life and in your success. You've heard me say it many times that who hates you does not matter, but who likes you matters. Believe me. You need a support structure around your life to rise, to soar, to excel. And the Bible tells us that the presence of God, among the many things it can bring to a believer, the presence of God can bring favor. It is true. The presence of God can bring favor. It can make men like you. And someone just gets up and says, you know what? For your two children, please let me sponsor them until university. And the reason is that I like you. May that be your testimony. The same way, if you do not have the favor of God, someone will look at you and say, I hate you and I'm determined to make you cry. Under my watch, I must insist that you cry. Say, God forbid. One more time. The favor of God. I made up my mind when I saw the value of favor, that whatever it will take, it's a risk to live in this day without the favor of God in your life. It's a risk. Our world today is marred with all kinds of sentiments and all kinds of prejudices. It is favor that defines your possibilities and brands you, stands you out in the midst of a wicked and bedeviled world. Say favor. Your tribesmen can like you, but how about other people across the globe? You can get to a land where people hate you for no reason, but not when the favor of God is upon you. Even if you were sold by the Ishmaelites to Pharaoh, the favor of God will compel Pharaoh to like you. I hope you know that it matters who likes you. Listen, Joseph interpreted three people's dreams, sir. He interpreted the dream of the baker. There was no reward because the baker had no influence. He interpreted the dream of the wine presser. Not much was done. But when he interpreted Pharaoh's dream, he came out of prison immediately. When God wants to help you, he will place something upon your life that can solve the problem of the person who has the key to the prison. Hallelujah. Favor. The presence of God was with Joseph. Regardless what happened to Joseph, that presence factor remained with him, and he had true success and he had favor. Number three, the third blessing of God's presence. In fact, let me still recap on number two. I'm drawn to a scripture right now coming to my spirit. That should be 2 Samuel. Please look for it for us. 2 Samuel 6, I believe, from verse 10 to 12. This is the story of the ark of God in the house of a man called Obed-Edom. Did I get that right? Yes. The Bible says, watch this. So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. When Uzzah died, now remember? But David carried it aside and took the ark that represented the presence of God into the house of a man called Obed-Edom the Gittite. Verse 11. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite for how long? 3 months, 90 days. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Why? Because the ark found its way in his house. 12. And it was told King David. Can you imagine that level of blessing? News got to King David saying the Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertained unto him because of the ark of the Lord. So David said, carry that ark from that place. David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. That the ark was just kept there. And I'm sure the man would go out in the morning and people would say, there's something about you. Are you hungry? Can I help you? Can I help your children? What is upon you is what controls what is around you. And the presence of God can secure that in your life. When the Bible says God blessed him and all that he had, Use your imagination like a movie producer. Describe for me the life of such a man. What would happen if he left home in the morning? He would return with joy and with singing. What will happen to his enemies? What will happen to his friends? The presence of God, the ark of the Lord in the house. A man decided to donate his house. That means if your life becomes like the house of Obed-Edom, and you can allow that ark to find expression within and around your life, Obed-Edom's reality begins to be replicated in your life. Do you believe that? The presence of God. The presence of God. The presence of God. Number three. What is the third blessing of his presence? Are we learning already? Protection and preservation. I like this one because it connects to the miracle service. Please pay attention. The third blessing that comes with his presence is protection and preservation. Popular scripture, Psalm 23. Hallelujah. I love the Bible. Please don't hate the Bible. You will suffer. Love the Bible. Love the word of God. Therein lies the wisdom that makes great in the kingdom. Psalm 23. Let's look at it. The Lord is my shepherd. He never said the Lord is my savior. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's many other things, but in this instance, he's my shepherd. I shall not want. As a result, number two, the Bible says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Three, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness, and he does that for his name's sake. Next verse, please. Look at this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Please help me read. I will fear no evil. Why? Thank you very much. The reason why he would not fear evil is not because he's come out of the darkness. Even whilst he's there, he's conscious of divine presence. There were two boat instances in the Bible that have very striking messages. Two people were about to face calamity as a result of the boats that they were in, but the presence that they secured defined their liberty or their loss. The first instance was the man called Jonah. Jonah was in a ship. Are we together now? With businessmen who had come to transact business, and because of a negative presence in that ship, they started losing their properties. They were almost losing their life until he suggested himself that they threw him out of the ship. The same boat was on his way going to the land of the Gadarenes, and then the Bible says there rose a boisterous storm of wind. Is that in your Bible? And then the same storm would have destroyed them. But in this time, it was Jesus who was in the boat. Jesus was in the boat. And even though he was asleep, they found comfort knowing that if they did not know how to do anything about the storms and the wind, they could wake Jesus. And that divine presence secured them. They would have died for nothing. The Bible says he rose up and he said, "Peace, be still." Hallelujah. Sometimes it is not just in coming out of the challenge that you find joy and peace and drive away fear. It is in verifying that God is with you. That I know that I'm in the midst of this boisterous storm, and if I have that consciousness of divine presence, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he says, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. He says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Then he says, thou preparest a table before me, even in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. As a result of your presence, he says, goodness. Help me, verse 6. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Divine presence. Let me show you two more scriptures. I hope God is speaking to someone already. In Daniel chapter 3, from verse 19 to 30, we may not have the time to read the full text for the sake of time, but you just write it. Daniel chapter 3, 19 to 30. The story is that Nebuchadnezzar built a statue, remember, of 90 feet pure gold, and an instruction was given that at the sound of musical instruments, everyone would bow and worship that image. And there were three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused that they would not bow to that golden statue. They were given a chance and they still insisted. And in anger, Nebuchadnezzar mandated that the fiery furnace be made seven times hotter. The Bible says to the point that those who threw them inside were even burnt by the fire. But I like what the Bible says afterwards, that as soon as they got into the fire, the number changed. They were no longer three. The question is that, you see, do not think they only became four in the fire. They were always four. They were always four. The fire only revealed the fourth person. When there is no fire, you will not know. Yes, sir. Do you believe what you are hearing? No. If the fourth man just arrived here, it will be too late. Because the Bible says those who threw the people died. By the time they got in there, no chains again. And the Bible says they were walking freely. Nebuchadnezzar looks and says, am I seeing well? Were they not three men who were thrown there? But I see the image of the fourth like the Son of God. And then he called them. He said, these Hebrew boys. And the Bible says something very profound. He says, men who the fire had no power over. Men who the fire had no power over. And the simple reason was because of the presence of the fourth man. As a result, Nebuchadnezzar signed a decree by himself all over the land of Babylon that if any man were caught insulting the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they would be cut into pieces, for there is none that can save in such a manner. Divine presence. Divine presence. Oh, there are arrows that fly by day, my dear people. There are noisome pestilences that waste. There are destructions that waste in noonday. And trying to learn all of them for your immunity is a burden that is unnecessary. All you need to do is to be sure that his presence is with you. It is only when we get to heaven, I will know how many shrines have my names on them today. If you were the devil, will you like me? Be honest. Only God knows who is invoking something now. And say, after preaching at the SOAR conference, may this man not wake up tomorrow. Unfortunately, I will wake up. Do you know why? It's not because my name is Joshua Selman. My immunity is found in Psalm 3. I lay me down and I slept. He said, I waked for the Lord sustained me. The herbalist who wants to kill you will also fall asleep. And he should better believe in God to wake him up. Hallelujah. Protection. This world is a wicked world, though. Come to terms with it. The Bible says the whole world lieth in wickedness. Jeremiah chapter 20, 10 and 11. The Lord showed me this scripture years ago. And it comforted me so deeply. And I want you to look at this scripture and never forget it for the rest of your life. I wish that we could read 10 and 11. Can we read together? One to read. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, report, they say, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we will prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. Next verse. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble. They shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. What gives you confidence? Listen, what gives you confidence in this scripture, in this kingdom, is that you surround your life with truths like this. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. The Lord is with me like that lion, not just like a lamb, a mighty, terrible one. Like a man who come and stand before his wife and say, who has made her cry? Who has made her cry? She may be weak, but don't you play with the wife. And you stand as the bride of Christ, defended by the jealousy of your husband. Hallelujah. The Bible says jealousy is the rage of a man. You want to know how angry a man can be? Touch the wife that he loves. Sila. Let's continue. It's not for me. Tonight, this is a miracle service. Are we together? Listen. If you know how much Jesus loves you and how much he's determined to defend your stay and your excelling, fear will die. Hallelujah. But he stands by me. I may be weak. I may not have any advantage physically speaking, but he stands by me as a mighty, terrible one. David knew this when he stood before Goliath. Goliath said, am I a dog? Look at this boy, Israel. You came to distress. You want me to kill this boy in a way that will make all other children be afraid. And David said, are you done talking? You come to me with your bows and your spears, but I come to you in a name. I believe in God, oh. I truly do. I believe in God. Do you believe in God? Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Jesus. Take it high for me.
Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, you never let me go. My shepherd keep, you're watching over me, Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, you'll never let me go.
That's what the consciousness of his presence would do.
My shepherd keep, you're watching over me, Emmanuel.
Isaiah 8 and verse 10. Please give it to us. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Take counsel together and it shall come to naught. Speak the word like an incantation and it shall not stand. Why? I'm showing you, these are scriptures from my secret place. Take counsel. Call the name. Invoke the altar. Waste your time. While you are doing that, he stands by me. Listen, if you don't know this, I can tell you sincerely, the evil that has befallen our days will catch up with you. That you are setting people free every day, casting out devils, healing the sick, depopulating hell. Oh no, come on. You need to stand upon something. Let me show you that scripture again. 8:10, Isaiah. Take counsel together. It shall not stand. Speak the word. This is not confessional. This is like an incantation. Joshua Selman, where are you? As you wake up tomorrow, make sure you are paralyzed. It shall not stand. Why? For God is with us. Say it again. For God. One more time.
Hallelujah. Oh, I will not fear. No, I will not fear. I will not fear. I will not fear. I reject fear. This is a miracle service for someone. I reject fear in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Take counsel and it will not stand. Speak the word and it shall not stand. Because Emmanuel, God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. You believe that? Number four, the fourth blessing of his presence is called rest. Exodus 33, 12 to 14. Am I wasting your time? Rest. Rest.
I will soar with you above. Father, you are King over the flood. And I will be still and know you are God. My soul be still, know you.
Prophesy to yourself.
I will be still and know you are God. My soul be still and know you are God.
Exodus 33, 12 to 14. Ladies and gentlemen, there is rest that comes with his presence. In the midst of this turbulent world, Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up these people, and thou hast not let me see whom thou wilt send with me. He said, yet thou say, I know thee by name, and thou hast found grace in my sight. 13, now I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight, what scripture did I give you? That I may find grace, consider that these are your people. 14, I hope that I got that right. Yes, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee. I began to talk about rest yesterday, that in physics we define rest as a state where there is no motion, no distance is being covered with time. That is science definition of rest. But in the kingdom, rest means you have entered your Sabbath. Hallelujah. Rest is what happened to Jesus when he was done defeating hell, death, the grave, and he sat at the right hand of the Father. Rest. Rest. God can give a man rest. In Matthew 11, I believe verse 28, I hope I got that right. Please give it to us. Jesus was speaking and he said, come unto me. Matthew 11, 28, yes. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest from struggles. Rest from all kinds of pain. Rest from fear. Our world is full of... You find people literally palpitating over everything because they do not know what lies tomorrow. I want you to know that in his presence you can find rest. I may not have everything in control now, but I know that he's in control, and so I find rest. Say, my soul, find rest. One more time, say, my soul, find rest. For the last time, say, my soul, find rest. Man of God, reject high blood pressure. Ministry will not kill you. Find rest. Say amen. Businessman, find rest. You need a loan of 3 billion naira, find rest. It's only when you are alive that you will transact business. Find rest. Are we together? Rest is not nonchalance. It's a state where you are quiet because you are aware that God is working. The keeper of Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. If he's awake and I'm also awake out of fear, then I'm wasting the potential of his presence. If I'm awake, I should be walking. If I'm not, I should be asleep. He watches over me. He is that meticulous over my destiny. Rest. Are we learning? So number one, the fullness of joy. Number two, success and favor. Number three, protection and preservation.
Number four, rest. Can I give you the last two? The fifth blessing of his presence is called transformation. 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18. Transformation. Every time we encounter him, we cease being our current versions. We move to higher and even more superior versions. Please give it to us. Now the Lord is that Spirit, the Bible says. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, help me, there is liberty. But we all, so how many people can be part of this blessing? All, including your children, your children's children. We all, it says, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. The Bible says, are changed, transformed into the image of God from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Let a weak person stay in his presence and weakness dries up. You will see a strong person come. Let a fearful person stay in his presence. Listen to me. The rod of Aaron that was not connected to the earth, in the presence of God, it still budded. It changed states. You've been here right from yesterday. It means that at the end of this conference, something should happen to you. When Moses stayed in the presence of God for that long, when he returned, he did not even know that his face was glowing. The nation of Israel could not behold him. And they said, no, he had to cover his face. Transformation of your mind, transformation. The quality of your life and your destiny changes in his presence. Let me tell you a little story. Many years ago, I'd never entered a plane, an aircraft in my life prior to that time. And I sat down one time outside and I was looking and there was an airplane that was moving and I was just blessing the Lord and I remember the Lord speaking to me and he says, my word will put you in that plane. Every time I fly today, I have memories of those days. And I said, can you imagine? If God can take you from the ground to the sky, he can take you from the pit to your destiny. Are we together? Yes. There is nothing that God cannot do if you believe him. Hallelujah. Transformation. That means a poor you can become a wealthy you, courtesy his presence. An unanointed you can become a marvelously anointed you, courtesy his presence. A sick you can become a healthy you, courtesy his presence. A spiritually ignorant you can become one who is full of light, courtesy his presence. The presence of God brings transformation. Let me give you the last. Are you ready? The presence of God guarantees the supernatural. This is the sixth blessing of his presence. You want to walk in the supernatural? You want to witness and experience the supernatural? Genuine supernatural manifestations cannot be outside of his presence. Mark 16:19-20. Let's read together. Mark 16:19-20. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Do you believe that? The Lord walking with Joshua Selman. If the Lord is not with us, probably they would have beaten us in some of the nations we have visited. You go there in the name of the Lord and have the audacity to say the sick will be healed. Verify that God is with you. Reminds me of Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And the Bible says he went about doing good and healing all they that were oppressed of the devil. Please read the last sentence for me. For God was with him. For God was with him, commanding signs and wonders through his life. like it will begin to happen to you after tonight. Strange manifestations of signs and wonders. I hope you know that signs and wonders are not left for pastors and apostles and preachers. No, he said, for this promise is unto you and to your children, your children's children, as many as are far off, even as many as the Lord himself will call. It is the heritage of every believer to walk in signs and wonders. We're gathered here tonight in his presence again, ready to experience all kinds of breakthroughs. There are people here tonight among the thousands of people gathered across this auditorium and around. Some are sick in their bodies. There are some who have death sentences, literally. Did you know the thing about sickness is that sometimes it never shows on the victim? You can see someone looking healthy, whereas medical report tells you there are only 2 weeks left to live. By the privilege of what I do, I've had the honor of ministering to people, and sometimes I marvel at how people have to endure so much pain. How about oppression? There are people who get up in the morning and they know they will return with trouble because of the kinds of spirit influences that are around their life. Hallelujah. All kinds of wrong things happen with them. They look at you somewhere and say, you look like the armed robber that just stole. Follow us to the police station. Why must it be me? I came out in peace to buy groceries and I suddenly look like an armed robber. Are we together? Listen, let me tell you, I don't mean to scare you, but if God does not come to immune you with his presence, there is no limit to the episodes of pain that you go through courtesy wicked spirits. They will program all kinds and all shades of pain in your life. Hallelujah. But now, thanks be to God, which causes us always to triumph. That's what your Bible says. Are we together now? Yes. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, it says, with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, and the Bible says, healing not they that were sick, they that were oppressed of the devil. I've been oppressed before. I know what it means to be oppressed. It has no regard for gender, has no regard for your intellectual, you know, sacrifice. There are people seated right now, they cannot breathe. There are those who, if they don't use some kind of aid, they may die in their sleep. How can that be the will of God? No, sir. There are families, as soon as God brings certain blessings, sicknesses and all kinds of tragedies now begin to come. 1 million every week, 2 million every week, until they are impoverished. They sell their homes, they sell everything. This is why we're gathered here tonight. How about those who perpetually stand before closed doors and it looks like doors never open? They experience all kinds of satanic delays. How do you know you are going through delay when the only thing that grows in your life is your age? According to God's design, everything should grow. If your age is the only thing that is growing, you need help. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I once prayed for a lady, very wonderful lady, and that lady would tell me in truth. I didn't know that it was later she told me the story. The mother was trusting God desperately for the fruit of the womb. And of course, knowing all that she, you know, the little she knew, they took her to someone, true story. And the man said, I will do something for you and you will have a child. But when this child is 20 years, make sure you bring this child back. And she said, you'll be dead by then. And according to them, they said, they pointed a little boy who was playing there and said, this boy will be alive and you'll be heading that shrine by then. Do you know, sincerely, if I'm joking, I'll tell you I'm joking. When this lady clocked 20 years on the dot, you dare not come and stand near her and say, I want to go and see your parents. What those spirits will do for you first. Hallelujah. This lady's life became a shadow of herself within a moment. And the mom began to consult, and you know, sincere women, doesn't mean they are evil. They advised and said, look, just find a way of taking this, your daughter, back so that whatever needs to be renewed, let it be renewed. It was the daughter that insisted and said, no, No, that the first part happened without me being there. This one, I'm there and I have to define my possibilities. And that was when they brought her there. I said, my dear, you don't have to go back to that satanic thing. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound these years. Hallelujah. There are many families like that. Some of you are looking at me. You know the story. I'm not here to scare you. But assuming you are free is a costly mistake. You don't assume. If you are free, you will know you are free. By faith and then by experience. Hallelujah. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that set themselves against me round about. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, the lifter up of my head. Hallelujah. What is the business of an aircraft with a molehill or even a mountain? It is far above those limitations. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that there are times that an aircraft will pass through a mountainous region and those inside do not even know, because of the advantage of altitude. God can lead a man. You don't see traffic in the air. It only happens on land, where you have to wait sometimes angry, but you still have to wait because there is a car before you and there's no other road to follow, not the air. The pilot has the liberty of navigating through the tides in case there is enough space to not distract his speed. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Physically speaking, well, except now that, you know, people like Elon Musk and the rest are leading technology in automobile. Until now, you can't just leave your car like that and then fire it and instruct it to take you wherever it will take you. You will most likely die. You have to sit down, even if it's for 12 hours, you are behind the wheel. Is that true? And if for any reason you fall asleep, may God help you, because that car will fall asleep too. But not the air, not flight. In flight, there is a principle called the principle of cybernetics. So when the aircraft veers off by a certain angle, it will kick in and restore that airplane back to its trajectory to make sure that under normal circumstances, it cannot veer off to kill people. It's an advantage you only have in the air. I'm saying that because there is somebody after today. By the time God sets you on fire and you begin to soar, there are certain Egyptians you saw by reason of where you are standing. In the name of my God and your God, you will never see them again forever. You will never see them again forever. You will never see them again forever. Hallelujah. I presume that many of us here perhaps are in school, one of the campuses around. I hope you know that it takes the Spirit of God to make men intelligent. Hallelujah. I once prayed for a gentleman who was purported to be very smart, but it looks like his intelligence just disappears in an exam hall. He will help people conduct tutorials, but when he sits down there, he will write rubbish and remember his answer later in the evening. Hallelujah. And let me pray for someone. You have tried and tried. There are three ways to open doors. You may have heard me teach this. Number one is through the use of correct keys. When you use correct keys, doors open. The second way we open doors is by knocking. But the problem with knocking is that the person at the other side must love you enough to open the door. Are we together? But the third way, not very pleasant but effective, of opening doors is by breaking them. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang, and everyone in the prison heard them. Suddenly, your Bible, my Bible says, there was an earthquake. And when it came there,
it rattled the foundation of that prison. And then it says all doors, not pop, all doors, whether the key was there or not, all doors open. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in thunder. In 1 minute, I'd like you to open your mouth. Any category that your case falls under tonight, insist that within the next 10 minutes, do a quick walk in my life, oh God. Enugu, are you praying? Do a quick walk over my health, over my family. Do a quick walk. Students, pray. Family members, pray. Business people, pray. Those in ministry, pray. Do a quick walk, oh God. One thing is for sure, that I will never return the way I came. I have tabernacled in your presence. Let the rewards and the blessings that follow your presence follow me. Someone is praying. All those who are at the tents, the overflows, I hope you are praying. Someone get angry in your spirit. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Pray for your children. Pray for your spouse. Pray for the prayer ministry God gave you. Pray for the apostolic ministry He gave you. That prophetic ministry He gave you. It's time to soar in the spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Becoming angry, listen, becoming angry with your current situation is a prerequisite to rising. There is nothing in your life that will change when you are comfortable with it. Why the shame? Why the mockery in my life? Oh God, arise for the sake of your name. Why the stuntedness in my ministry? Why the stuntedness in my business? Hallelujah. Listen, let me tell you this. A time came in my life when I acknowledged the fact that the favor of God was not yet working in my life. I had to admit it with sincerity. It was a February. From the 1st of February till the 28th or 29th, I can't remember, of that month, I took out time to pray and deal with the issue of favor. I knew that if the favor of God was not upon my life, I would have a hard time doing ministry, and perhaps it could tilt me towards the corridors of compromise. And I didn't want that. And so I had to flog it out with destiny. There is something about a person who is determined. Listen, if your father did not pray this prayer you are praying, for the sake of your children, pray it. Are we together now? If those who went ahead of you, those who've gone ahead of you, if they were careless and did not take responsibility, don't blame them. But now that you are an enlightened believer, hold on to the horns of the altar and say, Lord, tonight, I've been attending many SOA conferences, but let this be my own. Let me give you one more minute to pray before I begin to minister. I'd like you to insist. Mention the condition by name. Don't assume. Go ahead. Be anxious for nothing, the Bible says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, it says, let your request be made known unto God. Mention it by name. Lord, this delay must come to an end. Mention it by name. This financial stagnation, mention it by name. This oppression over my health, over my body, over my son, my daughter, my spouse, in the name of Jesus. Alla gabera costa barra costa brasi.
Yes, sir, pray. Hallelujah. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, please, I want you to listen to me. Such a strong presence in this place. We'll do a very quick walk in this meeting, but I want to pray for you. I'm going to be praying and ministering to the sick shortly, but I felt stirred in my heart to begin this miracle service with an impartation. An impartation means that you have a chance to access graces that you did not come here with. Very strong anointings and graces that rest upon you. And I want to pray. Now, there might not be space, enough space, but if I do ask you to bring a few people out, please bring them. Once the front is exhausted, then that's fine. We have to walk with what we have. But I want to pray for you. I really want to pray for you. I feel a stirring in my spirit, and there is a grace that I want to release upon you. Hallelujah. I'm hearing in my spirit visions. God wants to open people to the realm of visions. Acute illumination by the Spirit. I want to stretch my hands right now. I want you to please bring those people out for me. Father, in the name of Jesus, the men and women that must drink of this fountain of supernatural encounters, because Emmanuel is with us right now, in the name of Jesus, let that grace rest upon you now. Let that grace rest upon you. As the power of God comes upon them, I want you to pick them and bring them out. The light of God will fall upon you. And in the name of Jesus, may your eyes be open to start seeing. Open to see. May your ears be open to hear. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh well, those under the anointing are the ones to come out. But then since you are out, let me just pray for you. In Jesus' name, may the Lord help you. Open you up to these realms of visions by the power of the Holy Spirit. For all of you who are here in front, the Lord show you mercy. In Jesus' name. You may return to your seat, please. I'm going to pray right now. I want you to bring... Okay. Who is Stella? Stella. I'm hearing a name. Stella, I can imagine that there might be many people with that name. I have just about 10 minutes and I want to walk with time. I'm hearing the name Stella, and the Lord is speaking to me that he wants to bring a visitation to the family of Stella. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How many of you believe in speed? This is a grace that I know that when it comes upon a man, it can redeem time. Can I release that grace upon you? To pastors, to families, to prophets, to apostles, to businessmen, I stretch my hand. Let this mantle from heaven speed. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. inside and outside. Bring them out. I declare speed upon your life. Speed upon your business. Speed upon your destiny. No more delay. I cast the spirit of delay. I call it by name. Help them, please, my God. And I cast it by the God of heaven. Delay. Live your life now. Here at Power Conference 2023, every altar that sponsors delay in your life, it comes under judgment now. Comes under judgment now. Comes under judgment now. Open your mouth in 1 minute and rebuke the spirit of delay over in my life, over in ministry, by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Pray. Speed is coming to your life. I tell you, there is a man of God here. The way God will start moving you in ministry, you will become a voice in this city. I'm seeing it in my vision. May that grace rest upon you in the name of Jesus Christ.
By your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your spirit
hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is showing me something that looks like a rope, and I'm seeing it tied to the feet of people, and the Lord is saying I should release those families. I don't know what family is here whose destiny has been tied. Children tied, career people tied, a graduate but no advancement. Right now I decree and declare, at the count of three, I want you to shout Jesus, and that fire will fall upon you and your family will be set free. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Release them now. Change be broken. Change be broken. Change be broken. I release every family that has been tied down. This is the Lord's house. We advocate liberty. All the tents, all the overflows, following online, be set free now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm seeing in my vision three ladies. They come from a family where marriage never works. Three ladies. They are three sisters. This is what God is showing me. I know we may not have the time. Please help her. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit. And I decree and declare, any family that has been tied down here, I say it again, that you will not rise. I declare, may those chains be broken now. May those chains be broken now. May those chains be broken now. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a gentleman here. You studied law. You are a lawyer. But things have not been working for you at all. This is what God is showing me.
I'm trying to work with time. My sincere apologies. You are a lawyer, like a barrister or so. You studied law. Is there such a gentleman here? I want to speak to you. I know that our time, but I want to speak to you. Where is that person? Your deliverance has come. Please verify. Make sure that the... Hallelujah. Jane. Who is Jane? That should be a lady's name. Jane. J-A-N-E. Jane. I'm hearing the name Jane. And the Lord is saying that siege that has sat upon your family. Jane. Karuske barutiata. Kratika baraka toshke predekebetika. Wherefore God hath so highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. I decree and declare, everything that has held the family of Jane, as God is speaking to them, he's speaking to you. Let it be broken now. Let it be broken now. Help her, please. Let it be broken now. Let it be broken now. Let it be broken now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me someone here for 11 years. Is it your brother or your father has been trying to build and they've not completed it? 11 years. This is what I'm saying. Who is that person? Please make sure that it is the case that I mentioned. Let's examine this. 11 years they've been trying to build. There is something called the finisher's anointing. It is a grace that comes upon a man and grants for completion. Don't worry, if there's no space, you can stand where you are, please. There's no space, you can stand where you are. This man, you're building, you. For that long, I'm not saying if you are having a building project, please listen. Instructions are important in the presence of God. I'm not saying if you are building and you want it to be complete. I will pray that one later on. I'm talking about someone for over 11 years. You have been building and have not been able to complete it. Can I pray for you? The power of God is coming on one of you right now. I just saw this in my vision. When that happens, I will pray for you. These are signs. Why God does this thing sometimes, I don't know. But there's a mighty fire among those of you who are in front here. That fire is coming upon one of you. And the moment that happens, then I pray for you. Now I can pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, whatever has stopped these projects from coming to fruition, to completion, I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, some of you, even from now, between now and the end of the year, the way resources will come supernaturally. Help that woman. In the name of Jesus, I release resources. By prophecy, I release resources prophetically. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, they were preserved. He says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. I prophesy to you and over you, may my God bring resources to your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I will pray for this one so that they clear the way. All of you who are out here, I stretch my hands over you. And in the name of Jesus, you return with your miracles. That which the Lord has done remains permanent. In Jesus' name I pray. The Lord is ministering to me. There is a family that has a pattern of diabetes. The Lord wants to bring it to an end now. Diabetes. Please don't be distracted. Your word is coming. Your word is coming. Make sure your heart is prepared to receive. Your word is coming. There is someone, the power of God is coming on the person right at the back. Just this row as I'm standing. Right at the back. Please, I want you to carry the person if you can and bring the person for me. Right at the back. I'm praying for families with the pattern of diabetes. I want to rebuke that devil now.
When I make the call, don't worry, if I don't ask you to come, you can just remain where you are, so we walk with time. But I need to pray.
That means your siblings, it's not just you who has suffered it. This is Mount Zion, and the Lord is going to bring you healing.
If you don't believe you'll be healed, don't come out, so you don't waste your time.
The power of God is on you. I command that devil out of her now. Out of her. The name of Jesus. Out of her. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today.
Sing it one more time.
That I am your.
Opportunity to pray for someone one time, sir. The person's leg, you know how you are cutting an animal, like maybe a cow, and you are shredding part of it. All you could see the bones. I'm not exaggerating. And they said that thing was caused by diabetes. I never knew that this thing called diabetes could create ulcers like that. I'm not a medical person. And there was nothing that was administered to that person to be healed and to be free. It was already touching the bones, and if the bones began to get rotten, the only thing that would be left was to amputate the leg. And I said, that devil is a liar. I want to pray for you. Please believe. Please believe. You will never forget this conference in a long time. I just saw light on two of the people in front. Light. I just saw that light now. Don't mind me. Let me do my thing. I was born for this. In the name of Jesus, this lady wearing yellow, you are one of such people. That light is coming upon you. And in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, let every foul devil connected to ancestry release you and release your loved ones now and forever. Now, I stretch my hands upon every one of you. Listen. Please believe in the healing ministry. Not everybody is acting and not everybody is playing games. There are people who fear God. You can carry a genuine healing grace that shows. And I'm praying, as I'm praying for them, I believe there's someone who came for this meeting. As part of the many tools for the ministry God is calling you into, you need a rich deposit of the healing anointing. Otherwise, the gates of nations will not open for you. Are we together? The end time church is not a noise-making church. It's an impactful church. Father, I stretch my hands right now. Mama, please place your hand on your chest. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Let the healing power of Jesus, my God, something is flowing here right now. Diabetes, you are a spirit. I call you by name. And I cost you, help her, please. Help that woman. You know why I prayed for her? Help. Oh my God, please help her. She's an elderly woman. No problem, just guide her. I mean, there is a reason why I asked her to place her hand. Mama, please don't be embarrassed there. You know what happened to you? There is something that if I don't pray for you for, I see that this thing, I'm not a prophet of doom, this thing would have taken your life. That's why I said, place your hand on your chest. I'm praying for you, diabetes, in whatever form and expression it has come, the same way it came, let that devil be packing now. Let that devil pack out of your life now. Therefore, be healed now. Be healed from diabetes now. Whether you are in the crowd or you are here, let that power touch you now. Be healed from diabetes. Never to return to you again. In Jesus' name I pray. Please return to your seat rejoicing. Return to your seat rejoicing. Now, the Lord is asking me to pray for people, and particularly for those people, I'm going to make a request. I will first ask you to lift your hands. If you are not many, I will ask you to come. But if you are, then you will stay there. If you have any case of insanity in your family, that means there is someone related to you who is having some kind of a, what medical people, you see, sometimes it's English. A mental or some psychosomatic problem. Lift your hands. Let me see you. I'm not saying you know someone. Someone connected to you by blood. Either a gentleman who is mad, like the madman in Gadara. Is there someone like that? Oh, there are so many people. How do we do this now? Just keep your hands lifted. If I ask you to come out, it will take a lot of time. Do you believe that God can do a miracle for them? I respect medicine. I'm full of doctors and medical practitioners around my life. But I submit to you that almost all conditions of madness is a direct product of spirits. Can be enhanced by things like drugs, because there are people who take all these drugs that they take and pass out and keep passing out till they become mad. So it can be enhanced by those things. But I can tell you, those drugs and those practices only gave room for spirits. People don't just be, God did not create, I hope you know it's God that created men. We have created aircrafts that can stay 30 years and still be working. God will not create a human being that after 25 years just packs up like that. There is a spirit corrupting God's artistry and God's creativity. I want to pray for you. Many of you will return back to this altar and testify that your loved one who perhaps is in a rehab or whatever, that also includes a loved one who is, I'm going to pray for addiction shortly. Any kind of addiction that wants to destroy you, this is the conference where you lay it down once and for all. You shouldn't get back to drugs and all kinds of things. Do you know that there are people, I don't like injections, but do you know that there are people who have the courage to inject themselves every day? As painful as that thing is, they do it every day, many times a day. Many times a day. They wake up and inject themselves. Later they inject themselves. By night they inject themselves. And their whole body is full of these things, you see. One day, it just leads to this madness we are talking about. I know a God who is merciful and kind, faithful and gracious. I'm the apple of His eye, the thoughts that feel the time, every morning, noon, and night. You believe what you're thinking? He loved me when I didn't care. Let's worship.
I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is true. I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is true.
And we stand of Jesus. the spirit of insanity that has plagued families, wasting their resources, causing division and all kinds of confusion, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, right now we arrest those spirits and we release the victims right now. We release the victims right now. We release the victims right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now hear me. I want to pray for the sick generally right now. Generally right now. I believe in the healing ministry that Jesus left to the church. And I believe that before he returns, there will be a full weight restoration of the healing ministry. I believe this with all my heart. Lay your hands where you are trusting God for a miracle. Take your eyes away from the situation and look unto Jesus. And you watch what he does in your life. I know that the sickness stands as a mountain before you. Blood condition for some, cancer for some, HIV for some kinds of lump and growth around your body, perhaps prostrate for some, arthritis for some, eye condition for some. I mustn't mention your case. Take a step of faith. Hallelujah. Back pain for some, lumbar issues for some, painful pile. All kinds of respiratory conditions. There are some right now, your kidneys, your liver is almost packing up, your heart palpitations, and it's almost like oxygen is not flowing properly to your body. You've begun to feel numbness around your body, and this looks like symptoms of clogged arteries. I want to pray for you. For as long as I live, I will ensure that every day of my life, someone experiences the healing power of Jesus. Because he's alive. And the greatest form of liberty is life. The greatest form of bondage is death without Jesus. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Because death without Jesus is the zenith of hopelessness. That means when he gives life, he says, I am come that he may have life. Healing is a subdivision of life. The ministry of life demands that everything life captures be featured in your life. That includes healing, includes restoration. Hallelujah. Eye conditions. Perhaps you are having a serious eye condition. Maybe one is already going blind. I see people lifting up phones, lifting up medical reports, perhaps for themselves or for others. I know someone who could be in a silent, quiet room, but the left ear, you keep hearing all kinds of sounds. This is somebody that I once ministered to. You know, like there's noise, like there's rain, just on one part of the ear. Someone's neck is beginning to swell. I think that should be deficiency of iodine or something like that. Yes, goiter. You're beginning to have projections around your neck. Lay your hands, it's about to leave right now. There's someone I want to pray for you because I'm sensing you have, it looks like appendicitis, but it's not appendicitis, but just where someone with that condition will feel pain. You've been having that pain for a long time. I'm going to pray for you right now. Listen, I'm ministering by the Spirit of God. There's someone you once fell and you fell here with the back of your head. From that time, you've been having like migraines, excruciating pain. You've been afraid of going to the hospital because you do not even know what they are going to tell you has happened. But I need to pray for you. The Lord is showing me a gentleman, and there is also a lady. You had an accident with someone one time.
it was a head-on collision. You didn't injure yourself physically, but from that day you are not all right. And you've been afraid also to go to the hospital. Perhaps there are internal, maybe organs or some kinds of bleedings. The Lord is going to set you free right now. Ulcer. Very severe, painful ulcer. I'm seeing someone who is going through this case right now. In fact, there's someone, I don't know what the overflow is, this one that is just directly by my side, the tent there. The Lord is showing me a gentleman there. I need to pray for you. You are not able to move your neck very well. I don't know whether you are wearing whatever it is, but I'm seeing that there's severe pain. If you cannot even lie down on one side because you feel severe pain. Now, there is a lady that God wants to heal, and you don't have to come out. I'm going to mention your case, then I pray. You have some kind of problem with your respiratory tract. You snore very seriously. This has nothing to do with lying down wrongly. You understand? It's something that people have to wake you because it almost looks like you can die. You can pass out. The Lord wants to bring you healing by the Spirit of the living God. I'm seeing someone having a severe pain around his ankle. Severe pain around his ankle. And for those of you who are standing in for your loved ones, maybe connecting in hospitals, do you know it is amazing how that doctors right now are in an ever-growing manner believing in the supernatural. During our miracle services, you cannot imagine how many hospitals literally just put the screen and allow their patients, and the kind of profound miracles that come out there. Yes. That's what Jesus is able to do. You sent your word and it healed my disease. I want to pray for you now. Please just help those under the anointing. You don't have to bring them out, but I want to minister the power of God. If you've never believed in the healing ministry, for God's sake, believe this once. Jesus heals. He really does. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the eternal covenant, I hope you know that is where the power of healing flows. If you understand the cross, then you will understand the healing ministry. Because that is where the power flows, by his stripes, the Bible says. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lead to die, rejected and alone, dying alone, trampled on the ground, you too. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every spirit of infirmity, in whatever form or fashion it has plagued God's people, by the blood of the eternal covenant, I decree and declare that spirit leaves now. My God, that spirit leaves now. That spirit lives now. Right now, I stretch my hands and I decree and declare, let the healing anointing flow to your body now. Let the healing anointing flow to your aparakos, keba shadeke kesodasia, krapes keberendos kaliata. In the name of Jesus Christ, let that stream of healing flow to your body now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Blood conditions be healed in the name of Jesus. Goiter be healed in the name of Jesus. Ulcers be healed in the name of Jesus. Pile be healed in the name of Jesus.
every kind of growth in your body, fibroids, lumps, kadikatos, keperketos, be healed in the name of Jesus. Heart palpitations, kidney problems, liver problems, heart problems, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Eye conditions, I rebuke blindness, I rebuke cataract, I rebuke glaucoma, short-sightedness, long-sightedness, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every kind of bone condition. I saw this case I'm about to mention now. The last time I was in this city, while I was ministering, I saw this case, and the Lord is showing me a similar case again. This is what we call impotency. I need to pray for that person in the name of, you don't have to come out, but in the name of Jesus. This is something that has really affected your marriage. I decree and declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let a miracle happen this moment. Amen. Let a miracle happen this moment. Amen. We curse that spirit of impotency. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And for every daughter of Zion who has not been able to put forth a child, regardless what the medical situation is, we agree as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, this moment, in the name of Jesus, we call you a joyful mother of children. We call you a joyful mother of children. Help them, please. My God, we call you a joyful mother of children. And that according to the time of life, return with your miracle children. Ear condition, be healed now. Amen. Bone conditions, be healed now. Amen. Every other case, whether I mentioned it prophetically or not, provided it is a disease in your body, in the name that is above all names, be healed from it now. And for your loved ones who may not be here, wherever they are, you have the faith to believe, I stretch my hands. As God is touching you, may He touch them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now hear me. There are people here, your challenge is not sickness. You are not sick in your body in as much as you know. But yours is that you are trusting God for certain things to happen in your life. I want to pray for you. In the name that is above all names, everything that has remained a prayer point for a long time, every time you are asked to write prayer points, you write it, then write it again, then write it again. Long-standing issues. I release my faith with you. By the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, let this season be a season of manifestation. Let this be a season of manifestation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. Everyone who is in school here, undergraduate, postgraduate, I stretch my hands upon you. The kind of intelligence you have never experienced in your life. Let that grace rest on you now. Let that grace rest on you now. Let that grace rest on you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for everyone trusting God for employment or trusting God to excel in business, I want to release this grace upon you. Wherever your job is, whether in Enugu or anywhere across the east or anywhere in Nigeria or anywhere in the world, I relocate you to your place of relevance. I relocate you to your place of relevance. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me someone, You and I think, is it your wife or your sister? Now I'm seeing a lady, you applied for a US visa and you were denied. Go back and apply again. I'm saying this prophetically to you. Go back and apply again. And may the God of wonders surprise you. I don't know who should have remembered you but forgot you. In the name of Jesus, wherever they are, we stand here as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and we declare that they will remember you now. They will remember you now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my final prayer for you, I want to place something upon your life. It's called the grace of favor. There is a real grace called favor, and it can come upon men and speak evidently in their life. I stand upon this altar as a privileged carrier of this grace, and I pray for you in a way you have never experienced, whether in your life, whether in your ministry. May that grace mantle you right now. May that grace mantle you right now. May that grace mantle you right now. Carry the grace for favor. Let it speak in your finances. Let it speak in your ministry. Let it speak in your family. Let it speak in your business. In the name of Jesus.
From the rising of the sun, right on till it's going down, I will sing of the glory of the Lord.
Oh, you've been standing here. My apologies. You are the lawyer. I can't even remember why I called you out. I want to pray for you. What do you do?
A lawyer. A legal practitioner.
I'm practicing lawyer.
Yes, sir.
Father, in Jesus' name, I'm praying for this man. Since you came out openly, may the nation see you, so that when you come to testify, it will be clear that the hand of God has come upon your life. I stretch my hands and I declare the gates of your destiny be open hither and thither. May the Lord shift you to a higher dimension in your practice, connect you to strategic opportunities. In the name of Jesus, I make a decree on this and may the Lord honor it. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is only day two. I want to encourage you. I'm going to make an altar call now. Please, let's minimize movement. But I want to encourage you, the conference. Okay. Now, Reverend has given me the permission to, among the prayers that I'll do, so that will be the third thing. He's asked me to pray for all those who have given and are giving towards that project. He just felt that it shouldn't be that, you know, they just drop their seed. So I'm going to speak over your life. But I want to make an altar call. There are people always, in a gathering like this, you will always find people who need Jesus. There's no point cajoling you. You know that you need Jesus in your life and you need Jesus in your destiny. Lend me a minute or two. And let me give some persons an opportunity to make it right with Jesus. Wherever you are, I'm going to count 1 to 5 very quickly. Do not be ashamed. Do not be afraid. You know you need to come out here and the Holy Spirit is telling you to run out. As I count 1 to 5, leave your seat and very boldly, I see my dear sister coming. God bless you. Is someone joining her? I'm counting 1 to 5. 1. Let's celebrate them as they come. Run and come and stand before Jesus here. Make your ways right once and for all. 2. God bless you. 3. Come. Come to Jesus. I'm seeing a few people running. Come. Come. We will wait for you. If it has to do with your eternal destiny, we will wait. God bless you. Come. Come. 3. When I count 5, I begin my prayer. So if you are coming, please make your way to the front. All the tents and the overflows, you need not come in. You may just move to your screens and just stand in front of your tent. Glory to Jesus. Many are coming. 4. My last count, and then I begin to pray. Do not be ashamed. Come to Jesus. He's able to give you a new beginning. 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 And finally, five. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for coming. Please, if you're joining them, come quickly. I'm about to lead them in this prayer. May I request that, number one, you receive the slip that you'll be given now. There are counselors giving you a slip. Please do receive that slip. At the end of the prayer, you would go back to your seat.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Pastor Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log on to www.hotrenugump3.com. That is www.hotrenugump3.com to download. Truly, the word works. You got to go.